My guest today, Progressive Ag Marketing Market Analyst, Andrew Maugus. All right, let's jump right into it, Andrew. Taking a look at the grains, looks like they closed mixed. Soybeans closing a little bit lower. Corn up, wheat mixed, though, here. What had the grains trading mixed today?
Yeah, it was kind of a quiet trading day on Veterans Day. There wasn't really no follow-through after yesterday's buying. That was most likely caused by the hope that the government might open up here in a few days. The Senate passed the government opening, but it has to get through the House, and they plan on voting on that Wednesday. So that'll probably cause a little volatility until we know what's going to happen with that. But corn and soybeans have been holding support during this shutdown, but wheat is still trying to find a footing, and it's kind of hard when all the wheat across the world is a lot cheaper than U.S. wheat. But, you know, we're getting some position in profit taking ahead of Friday's WASDE report. Nobody really knows what's going to happen with that report. The USDA has been shut down for over a month, so where did they get this information? Is this old information when farmers and yield checks and the surveys thought that the corn and soybeans were most likely going to be better than what they actually harvested? So that'll be a surprise what they come out with the yield numbers and stock numbers for that. And did China buy anything during the shutdown? We don't really don't know that. You know, they agreed to buy all this stuff, but did they buy anything? We don't really know, except for a few goodwill purchases they did before the trade agreement.
Yep. All right. And checking cattle markets now. Looks like feeders closed mostly higher here. They were up a couple bucks all day there. Live cattle down around a dollar as well. What happened with the cattle markets today?
You know, it's kind of a disappointing follow through after yesterday's limit up moves in both live cattle and feeder cattle. I think it's another thing. We're just kind of seeing if this government's going to open up, get these SNAP benefits and these federal employee checks back opening. If that happens, there'll be more money out in the economy and purchasing power for this more expensive cuts of beef that the public seems to like, instead of, you know, your cheaper cuts like hogs and chicken. But we'll see if that actually happens, you know. And, you know, the fundamentals really haven't shifted from the small herds, closed borders, and tariff policies that propelled the cattle to new highs. But we all know that any little tweet from President Trump or any little spark saying that Mexicans can open up their borders for cattle to the U.S. or more Brazil imports could really cause this market to crash after that.
That was Progressive Ag Marketing Market Analyst Andrew Maugus.